Blog Talk Radio.
My brothers and sisters, I'm hoping you can hear me. Let me open this line. I want to make sure you can hear me. Oh, man. I don't know what's wrong with my phone. Now, why is it doing this tonight? Oh, I can't believe this. Why is my phone doing this? Let me reboot it. But oh, man. I don't understand this. Why my phone is... I don't know why the phone ain't getting no service. The call, I'm not getting no service.
you see how that truth came back to life? Mm-hmm. Now, when you go into a holy place,
the castle has lost.
Good evening, brothers and sisters. Thank you for joining us this evening on Advent Light Ministry Prayer Line. I just want to welcome each and every one of you, and I will start with a word of prayer. Kind and loving Father, I thank you ever so much for my brothers and sisters. I thank you for help. I thank you for strength. I thank you for all that you have done, all that you're doing. Lord, there's nothing that's too hard for you. And we just want to thank you again for blessing us on this holy Sabbath day. Please forgive us of our sins and our trespasses and help us to be like you. Help us to be holy, set apart for your purpose and for your glory. I thank you for all my brothers and sisters that's here on the prayer line. I ask that you will continue to bless them and help them and strengthen them, Lord, because without you, we cannot do anything. Without you, we are hopeless. Without you, we are on our own. But we thank you for dying on the cross of Calvary for us so that we can have life and have it more abundantly. Please bless us as we come together and unified in truth and in love. Bless the speaker also in a special way, and also be with those that's on their way as they come and join us. May we testify of your goodness, of your love, your mercy, and your grace. And we thank you again in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So again, brothers and sisters, thank you for joining us. Please press 1 if you like to share. I'll open the line for Sister Consonelli so that she can take the first 5 or 10 minutes to share, as she usually do with her Sabbath song and encouraging words. So I will open her line first so that she can share. I'm hoping she's in a position to share at this time. 418, 482. Good evening. Your line is now open. Amen. Can you hear me, Sister Consonelli?
Oh, yes, yes, dear. I could hear you.
Amen, amen.
I just sit down here waiting and then I fall asleep. I fall a little doze because I was so tired because I went by the home there today to help my brother.
Yes.
And, you know, he's a piece of work, but thank God, he's okay. Thank the Lord
for
the happy year that we have been meeting last night.
Yes, on another line, but yes, we had some technical difficulties last night. Yes.
Okay. All right, that's okay. I was there, but I didn't hear anything, so I just went down to another line. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm happy to be here this evening. I'm a bit tired, but you know, God is good. God is good. So good. I would like to at least just sing a hymn or two, or one, or, you know, how much you want me to sing, just sitting there, tell me. And the first song that I opened my hymn book to is, Lord of Thy Children, Guide and Keep. Because God has really been keeping us all through the week and our going out and then coming in. And here we are this evening to give God praise and thanks for his holy Sabbath day of rest. So I'm going to sing a few verses of these songs. Lord, thy children guide and keep, as with feeble steps they press, on the pathway rough and steep, through this weary wilderness. Lord, thy children guide and keep, as with feeble steps they press, on the pathway rough and steep, through this weary wilderness. Holy Jesus, day by day, lead us in the narrow way. They are soft and flowery grapes, decked with gold and fruited trees. Sunny slopes and sanded trees keep us, Lord, from slothful ease. Holy Jesus, day by day, lead us in the narrow way. Upward set the purer heights, onward yet it seems more blessed. Come, our visions clearer light, till we reach the promised land. Holy Jesus, day by day, keep us in the narrow way. And this our prayer should be, because we need the Lord to guide us day by day in our walk with Him, to guide our steps so that we can walk aright and live aright and encourage others to do likewise. Jesus, another one I'm going to sing is there. Oh, let me walk with thee, my God, and think this is a prayer, and I'll sing this. Oh, let me walk with thee, my God, as enough to walk in days of old. Bless thou my trembling hand in mine, and sweet communion with me home. In this apart I may not see, yet Jesus, let us walk with thee. We cannot fear not walk alone. The tempest rages in the sky. A thousand snares beset our feet. A thousand snares are lurking on. Still by the region of the sea. Oh, Master, let us walk with thee. If I may rest our hand in thine, I'll count the joys of earth but lost, and firmly brave the journey on. We'll bear the banner of the cross, to Zion's glorious gate we see. Yet, Savior, let us walk with thee. Yes. We cannot walk with Christ alone. We have to walk with Him all the time, all the time. I sing this other one, because the Christian life, it says nearer, still nearer. Nearer, still nearer.
Excuse me, Sister Passanelli. I'm a host right now. By God's grace, we got quite a few people on the prayer line and got hands up.
Okay, well, that's all right. I understand.
No, that's okay. Trying to get on to host, and my phone wouldn't allow
me. Okay, that's all right. Don't explain more. That's all right. It's all right.
All right. Thank you. And thank you. Brothers and sisters, this is Sister Leola. I'm sorry I tried to get on for 6 o'clock, and my internet on my iPad didn't work. So now that I'm here, I see we have at least six people ready to open their line. Well, we have one that's been there, so we're going to open your line. But let us begin with a word of prayer. Amen. Heavenly Father, Lord, we come before you. Lord, this prayer line, Lord, that we all stand before you, Father. Lord, asking you to look in our heart, Father, on this Sabbath day, Lord, Father. We are thanking you once again for another week of a blessed Sabbath day. So now, Lord, as we come to worship, to fellowship, to praise, to read scriptures and all that will glorify thee, Lord, we lift it up to you, Lord, this prayer line, each brother and sister. Lord, I thank you for what you are doing. What I couldn't do, Sister Carla came and opened. So, Father, I'm so grateful. And Sister Constanelli was doing the song. And, Father, I'm asking that you be with her and her family. Asking, Father, I'm so happy that she's able to take the call and need her. And, Lord, it is grateful that we have sisters and brothers that able to do that. So, Lord, we thank you for Sister Constanelli and all our brothers and sisters that come to this line to share. So now, Lord, as we lift up this prayer line, asking that you touch the heart and let us share and let us testify what you have done for us this week. So thank you, Father. Bless us and keep us. We ask you to bless your word, and we ask that you give the minister the power from on high. And we thank you so much for your goodness and your blessing for tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ, we do pray. Amen. And brothers and sisters, I wanted to share some with you, but I have brothers and sisters. I've been looking. They've been having their hand up. So I will begin open the line. Give me just a second. Continue. Okay. We're going to open the line for 985-647. You can give us your name and where you're calling from. Amen. Seven, your line is open. Can you hear me? 985-647. I believe that's Sister Brenda. Your line is open. Okay, give me just a 7 second, sister.
Hello.
Okay, I don't know which
Hello?
Line. I'm gonna close
you.
Yes, Sister Brenda, your line is open. Can you hear me? Sister Brenda, can you hear me?
Sister Leola? Sister Leola?
Yes, I'm on here. Can you hear me?
Yes, now I can.
Amen.
Okay, sorry for that. This is Sister Brenda from Houma, Louisiana. I'm calling, but this is another phone that I lost my phone, and I'm unable to find it right now. I put it down somewhere in the store somewhere. I don't know. But anyway, y'all just keep me in prayer. This is Sister Brenda from Houma, Louisiana, and I thank God for being God, doing things for us, watching over us, waking us up, and he didn't have to do it. I thank him because he loves us. I thank him because he just makes our day, makes our way. And he also do things we cannot do for ourselves. Because if we wake up in the morning, we wouldn't even think right. He put us in our thinking cap, start us on our way, or get us straight, put our mind to work and our whole body. So I just thank God for that. And he just give us a sense of direction and everything that we can go. So I just thank God for that. And I just ask him to forgive us of our sins and our iniquities and all that. And through his son, Jesus Christ. And I thank him for that. And I just want to ask y'all to keep us in prayer, me and my husband, that we continue to go strong in the Lord. Because we cannot let go of the Lord, because the Lord brought us a mighty long way, and we're not. So I just want to ask for prayer for our Advent Life family, on and off the line. Sister Power, that's in Jamaica on her mission, her and her family and friends that's doing the job for God. She's striving for God's mission to make sure she helps everybody to go the right way for God. And her Alex Nation mission, we want to pray that we pray for the kids, the youngsters, and the babies and all that are growing up the wrong way. We want to pray that they can get their mind intact and find God and give them some sense of humor, because they're studying the wrong stuff that's leading them going to jail, to prison. And, their mind is on evil. And we got to pray that these kids can get their mind together and stop doing all these evil things. And we just want to thank God for them, and we just got to pray for them. And we just want to continue asking God to deliver them and give them some sense of direction and put things worthy in their mind and not unworthy. And we just want to ask God to get them in church or get someone to witness in each city and state, put something on their mind. So I'm not going to hold up the prayer line, so I just want to continue praying for all our brothers and sisters on and all around the universe, and God that bless them in the name of Jesus and keep them safe. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I'm hoping you can hear me, Sister Brenda. Can you hear me?
I can hear.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes, I
can.
Can
you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. This Brother Johnson is speak.
Amen.
Yeah, this is John, Brother John from home of Louisiana. So I'll say hello to everyone. And thank you for another prayer line time, you know,
Sabbath.
For one another and Sabbath, for one another, brothers and sisters on this prayer line. And it's a blessing. And I don't know, my wife, she said a lot, you know. So I just want to say, just want to go along with the things she said. God, thanks for the many blessings. So I won't hold up anyone anymore. So God bless. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Brother John, can you hear me? Brothers and sisters, I'm hoping you can hear me because my internet's been... Okay, thank you. Thank you. I can hear you. Thank you, Sister Brenda and Brother John, for coming on and share. And brothers and sisters, we're going to say welcome again to all. And we are thanking God for you, because it's truly a blessing to have everyone on here for the Sabbath and that we can worship together. Truly bless each and every one. We have hands up. I'm going to open the next person line that was on here earlier, and it's 985-209. Oh, I hope I'm going to have to get Sister Carla back on here. Okay, I can hear you now. Go ahead. You can give me your name and where you're calling from.
This is Miss Phyllis Williams. I'm from home of Louisiana. And all I want to say is keep praying for me, because I'm so praying for y'all. And I love y'all. And I pray for y'all. And I just love God. That's all. So that's all I got to say.
Amen, amen. Well, that's the few words you said, Sister Phyllis. It's more than enough for God, because you see, you came on and you shared and you say that you love God. You know, he hears everything, every word we are here on this prayer line, Sister. God hears it all, and he knows your heart. So I want to thank you for coming on and just sharing that. And maybe you can give us a song. Well, we got so many on the prayer line. So I'm just going to say, come on the prayer line tomorrow night. Be there tomorrow night, and you can sing your song. Amen? So thank you once again. We're going to open the line for others. Thank you, Sister Phyllis. Thank you. Welcome, brothers and sisters, again. Praise God for all that have joined. I'm going to go to the next line. It's 843-206. We are opening your line. Give me just a second. Just give my computer a second. Amen, amen. Go ahead.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you for opening my line, Sister Leola, Sister Tanika from Florida. Happy Sabbath to all of my beloved brothers and sisters. I'm so happy to be here tonight. And I'm thanking the Lord for life. I'm thanking him for everything he has done for me and my family and for all of my beloved brothers and sisters on this prayer line. I'm thanking him for bringing us through a new week. And I just want to give him praise and honor and glory because he's so worthy to be praised. I want to lift up Advent Life Prayer Line, the brothers and sisters. I want to lift up Sister Powell, her ministry work she's doing, praying for you, Sister Leola and Brother Ray and your children, Nicole and Java. We're praying also for Sister Stephanie and Keith and Todd. We're praying for Brother Eli and his mom Rose and his ACO program. We're also praying for Brother Ricardo and his wife, Sister Samantha. We're praying for Brother Rick and all of his family members and his daughter as well. And we're praying for Sister Brenda and Brother John. We're praying for your Sister Mary. I have a big list, but we just want to lift up everybody tonight. And I ask for prayer requests for my Sister Pat. Ask for prayer requests for my children and my grandchildren, and just praying for the whole nation in general because we truly love each and every one of us, my beloved sister. And I have a Bible scripture in Psalms chapter 150, verses 1 through 6. I just want to read that. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts, praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the tremble and the dance. Praise him with the string instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high-sounding cymbals. Verse 6, let everything that have breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for opening my line, Sister Leola. I love you, and we will continue to pray for each and every one of us. Thank you so much. Happy Sabbath. Amen.
Happy Sabbath. And thank you. Just a second, Sister Tamiko. I made a mistake and took you off. But thank you so much for coming on and just giving God the praise for all your sisters and brothers. And now, sisters and brothers, you have heard others share, and may God bless you and allow you to share. Now you have sisters and brothers on here that have not heard from everyone. And these sisters and brothers, it's not Adventist. And they want to hear the Adventist speak of their Heavenly Father. We have to speak of our Father. We are truly saying that we are here on the Sabbath. This is a happy and a really blessed day. And we all should and share the goodness of God because you have others on here that have not heard so many things. And what you may bring something to someone that, okay, they can understand how truly we are blessed on the Sabbath day. So we ask him that you share, press one and share. But I will share something. I want to share a reading, but I'm waiting on my brothers and sisters. We can't wait too late because we would have Brother Ricardo on around about 7:10, something like that. I like to read you something that let me pull it up. Truly, brothers and sisters, we are living in these last days. And you know that the Catholic is not shy about speaking their mind on things that they have done. So I just want to share with you just one little reading, a little paragraph. Let me pull it up. Very important. I'm pulling it up right here. Okay. I have one. Okay, I have two scriptures. One says, but Sunday is not the Sabbath. And schoolboy knows that Sunday is the first day of the week. Have repeatedly offered, they say, the Catholic Church has repeatedly offered $1,000 to anyone who will prove by the Bible alone that Sunday is the day we are to bond to keep. And no one has called for the money. It was the Holy Catholic Church that changed the day of rest from Saturday, the seventh day, to Sunday, the first day of the week. And it also says the lecture delivered in 1893. Of course, the Catholic Church claimed that the change was her act, and the act is her mark of ecclesiastical power and authority in the religious matter. And they also said, I was trying to find another part, but I'm going to have to give that part another day. Sisters and brothers, it's all on the internet. We can go and read their statements, all of their statements. And I want to read this one more for everybody. It says, the sun was the foremost god with heathen. The sun has worshipers at this hour in Persia and other lands. There is, in truth, something royal kingly about the sun, making it a fit emblem of Jesus, the son of justice. Hence, the church in these countries would seem to have said, to keep that old pagan name, Sunday, it shall remain consecrated and sanctified. And thus, the pagan Sunday dedicated to Balder became the Christian Sunday to Jesus. Brothers and sisters, you have to read it for yourself. It has so much here, so much. So you've got to read, as the Bible says, search and seek him, and then you will find. So I'm going to go back to the board so I can open the line for my brothers and sisters. It talks about how Sunday became the false pagan or the Sabbath, the false Sabbath, okay? So we're going to go back to the line and open it for brothers and sisters. We got 857-505. Your line is open. Now, we ask you to be brief, brothers and sisters, because everyone needs a chance. 575, your line is open. Amen.
Amen. Hello, Sister Miola. Hello, everyone on the prayer line. How we do, beloved? God is good. He's worthy to be praised. I like to thank God for his love and his mercy, because I was fasting in prayer, because prayer is very important. And Sister Miola, I have a prayer request today. My prayer request today is to lift up my mother in prayer. I'm lifting up my mom in prayer. I'm lifting up my mom. My mom needs a lot of prayer. Don't forget to pray for Sister Sabrina to Sister Miola, because Sister Sabrina have a son who have an accident. So don't forget to pray for her son, that her son will be safe in the name of Jesus. And pray for Sister Sabrina's son, that Sister Sabrina's son will go home in the mighty name of Jesus. And Sister Miola, don't forget
Amen.
To pray for Brother Javel too in prayer, that he will have a loving heart. And Sister
Amen.
Miola, tomorrow's my birthday, my dear sister. Please pray for Brother Javel, that God will make him kind. Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Yes,
God bless
yes.
you. Another
yes,
day, brother. Eli, God bless you.
Yes.
Amen. Huh? I'm in the...
Okay. I want to thank Brother Eli for coming on, sharing with us, brothers and sisters. And now we ask in our brothers and sisters to press 1, and you can begin to share. If there's no one wants to share, no one else? If there's no one else wants to share, we're going to ask for us. We're going to ask for a song, and we're going to go into prayer. Anyone would like to share? Okay, we're going to ask for a song by God's grace. And we're going to ask Sister Phyllis if she can, if she'd like to give it. If not, Sister Phyllis, Sister Tamiko, Sister Phyllis can share with us.
Let me see. Let me think of one. Think of one real quick. Try to think of a song. I just woke up. Wait.
Okay, if that's okay, we don't wanna put no pressure on you.
I'm trying to think of a song to sing real quick.
Well, we
like know. Sweet I know, though clouds may rise and the strong winds may blow, you know I tell the world wherever I go that I found a Savior, and he's sweet like no, he's sweet like no, oh, he's sweet like no. So clouds may rise, and the strong winds may blow, you know. I tell the world wherever I go that I found a Savior, and he's sweet I know. I can't forget when I was sad, my head hanging down, and my soul feeling bad. You know, I tell the world wherever I go that I found the Savior, and he sweet I know, he sweet I know, he sweet I know, so clouds may rise and the strong winds may blow, you know I tell the world wherever I go that I found a Savior, and he sweet I know. There you go.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Phyllis, for that. That song, yes, he's sweet, I know. And everywhere we go, we got to tell it, because he's the one that when your head hanging down, he gives you peace. He gives you everything you need. So he's so sweet. And we're going to go into prayers, brothers and sisters, and we're going to ask. We have no one else put their hands up to share. But I don't know if I can ask Sister Constanelli to offer a prayer for brothers and sisters. Let me open her line. And if she had to share, because she didn't get a chance to share. I'm waiting for your line to open, sister. I think it's your number. I'm waiting for it to open. It's still spinning. Okay. It didn't open. Help me, Lord. Okay, Sister Consonelli, I can hear you.
Okay.
Good evening. I'm so sorry, but if you want to share something first,
sure.
And then you can offer a prayer, a general prayer for all the prayer line, if you don't mind.
Let me offer a prayer.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to pray. Into our hearts. Into our hearts. Come into our hearts, Lord Jesus. Come in today. Come in to stay. Come into our hearts, Lord Jesus. Our Father and our God, once more we humble pause at your feet this evening to thank you for this Sabbath day. These sacred hours that you have caused to come down to this earth again. We thank you for all those who are online here this evening, Lord. Those who come to hear a word from you. Those who come to listen silently. Those who do not wish to say anything, Father, we pray that you will bless each one, each listener that's on this line this evening. Be with also the one that will break the bread of life to us tonight, Lord, that you will give them, put words in their mouths, Lord, that as they speak, your words will be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. We thank you this evening that we can come kneeling in your presence. Father, we know we do not have long here in this world. With all that is going on all over the world, there's not one part in this world that doesn't have something going on, some trouble that is going on, Father. And this evening I'm praying for your children, the children, Lord, the young people, the youths of the world. Father, they are so confused. I pray, Lord, that you will be with them. Grant them minds that will be stable. Grant them peace, that they may be able to study your word, because you have said in your word that your word giveth light to those who are sitting in darkness. And only as they study your word and read your word for themselves can they be enlightened to live the life that you want them to live. Father, pray that you will bless them this evening wherever they may be. Those who have strayed away from the fold of safely from the church, Father, and they're out there in the world, think they're having a good time. But Father, help them to not to be like the five foolish virgins. Help them that they, as they go out there, they are in danger. They are in danger of losing their souls this evening. And I pray, Lord, that you will call after them. Please call after them. Don't leave them to themselves, but help them that they may be able to give their hearts to you, to return to your full of safety before probation lingers. Father, bless Sister all the leaders in this line this evening, Lord, that are leading out at various times. Sister Carla was in there. Father, I pray that you will be with Sister Powell, too, and Sister... who is carrying it out right now, Father. I pray that you will continue to give them the know-how, put words in their mouth daily, and give them the direction that they may be able to direct those who are dependent on them for leadership. Bless your people everywhere this evening. Bless your Sabbath day, your Sabbath hours, Lord. Grant them this Sabbath day is come to an end. We may look back with joy and satisfaction and say it is a good thing. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Father, please bless us all and keep us faithful to you. Be with the one who is going to speak tonight, Lord. Whatever words that he is going to say, It may be word coming straight from you, straight from off your altar, that it may be to touch souls, that many souls may be going to call you blessed. And this evening, we just want to thank you. Thank you, God, for every good thing that you have been given to us and continue to be with us until the end of this Sabbath hours, your holy Sabbath day hours shall have come, that we may look back with joy and satisfaction over what we have learned and what we have accomplished. Keep us again in your care, and I thank you, Lord, for forgiveness of every sin and for keeping us throughout the rest and remaining portion of this night. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Campanelli, for offering a word of prayer. And I see that Sister Power is on. Let me just open her line also so she can share. We got a couple of more minutes. Sister Power, I see that you're on the line. I'll open your line and just in case you have anything you want to share.
Yeah, Sister Lila. Happy Sabbath, Sister Lila. Happy
Amen.
Sabbath. You hearing me?
Yes, I can hear you. Yes.
Okay. Happy Sabbath, my dear beloved. This is Sister Powell call listening from the Cool Island of Jamaica. I just want to give God thanks and praise for this blessed Sabbath evening. I want to thank him because, you know, only him can do all things in our life. Thank God that we can have a Father, that we can cast all our burdens and care too, because he cares about us, and he said he is our burden bearer. And I know I took my burdens to him from Monday, you know, till Friday, and now is the Sabbath. I just give thanks and praise that all my burdens that he took it, and he is the one who is going to let Israel be done in my life. So I just want to give God thanks. My dear beloved, we are here doing God's work, and especially these little children, my dear beloved. You know I have a passion for these precious children, just as our Jesus have a passion for them all. He took them in his arms, and he looked in their face, and he blessed them, and he gave us the responsibility to do the same thing that he has done, as he had loaned these precious children to us. My dear beloved, in the evening when I sat up on the porch and they are coming from school, I can tell you this, that the Jamaican mother, some of them are single parents, and some, you know, are maybe wife and husband. But I can say that they have been doing a great job with their children. When you look and you saw them walking on the streets, Sister Leola, Sister Cancinelli, and my brethren, and look there in their uniform, Lord, they are so manageable. They are so neat. And, you know, you just have to say, wow. Mothers, we are praying for you so that God mm-hmm. will continue to use you and give you the strength to take care of those children that the Lord had loaned them to with, the loan us with. Yesterday, I went to the market. I came up in a taxi, and the taxi that took me go to the school to collect two children, a little boy and a little girl. They are brothers and sisters. And my sister, we sat in the back of the taxi, you know. It's my regular taxi that I took. And eventually these children came in the car. Good evening, Grandma. You know, I said, good evening. How are you doing? How was your day? And they said, fine. And they started to talk, my dear Sister Leola and Sister Cancinelli. And after the talk, they have their big water tank, the bottle. They had their lunch bag. And they also had their little school bag, you know, backpack. And they bought the little boy. He opened his bag. And his goodies in his bag, he had quite a few goodies.
So I said, you didn't have lunch today? He said, yes, but, you know, I leave some of my lunch. And there, this little boy, my dear, took out a pack, a full pack of one of their goodies, and he gave it to me. I said, wow, thank you. I took it in my hand, and I hold it. I said, you are so kind. You're giving Grandma, you're sharing your lunch with Grandma. And he said, yes, and he gave it. But you know what? I just said, thank you, my dear. You can have it back, this lunch for you tomorrow, you know. But I can just say that those mothers, right, those mothers, they need our prayer, you know, prayer to allow them that they will continue to nurture these little children. So I promised the little boy and girl a Bible story book, because I said, you do. Would I do Bible story? He says, they said something that they are on the TV. So I said, okay, I'm going to send a book for you. And, you know, you guys must read the story and tell mommy that you met a new grandma. And grandma is going to give you a book. Pray for these little children. They gave me the names. But, you know, I am not a person remember names too much. But the little boys and girls, just remember them in prayer. Thank you, my dear beloved, for continuing to pray for us. God is good. We have been doing the feeding program. We have been doing the clothes distribution. And also, you know, we cannot forget the evangelism still going. Books have been giving out. And you know what? Blessings have been coming to and fro. So I just thank God. And also Rosie Project, you know, we have got a gift of some sand, and we had somebody promise us some blocks. So we are waiting on that so that we can continue. It is a long process, my dear beloved. It takes a long time and also fun. But we just want to give God thanks. God is good. Thank you, Sister Leola, for opening my line. God bless and have a blessed Sabbath.
Sister Power, offer a prayer for the speaker for me, please. Lift up
okay.
the speaker for me to Sister Castanelli prayed, and then you can offer a prayer too,
okay.
if you don't mind.
Okay.
Thank
Sister
you.
Sister Carla, is that on the line?
Sister Carla is with some Bible workers. She's having Bible study with some people that, yeah.
Okay. I just want to know that if she's that. She's okay. Okay?
Yeah, she's
all
okay.
All right. Let's
and you lift that up in prayer with the Bible, with the people she's studying with, that they're going to understand
all
what
right.
God is giving to them. Yes.
Okay. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a blessed privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Father in heaven, we just want to thank you for this blessed Sabbath day. We want to thank you for this sweet fellowship that we can join with our brothers and our sisters to give thanks and to praise for all the blessings that you have done for us. We want to thank you for your mission that you have given unto us to go and to preach and to present and to teach and to share your words, Lord. So we want to say thank you. At this time, I lift up Sister Carla to you, who is doing Bible study, Lord, with your children. We are asking you for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding to be with those children so that the message, Lord, of your words, Lord, that it will run freely in their mind and they will understand your word and understand your truth and be settled in your truth so that they can go and share with others. Send your angels at their side. Lord, help them not to be weary, but help them, Lord, with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding so that they will do your bidding. Father, we come to you this moment with every member on this group. You know all about us, what we are doing. And Lord, you know what our desires are.
And we are depending upon you, Lord, to touch each heart, each mind, each soul, each body, Lord, Father, so that we will be filled with your sweet Holy Spirit, that we can retain your word, and we can share your word, and we can be like you. Father, give us the peace that passeth all understanding, and allow us with the hope that you have, so that one day, soon and very soon, your children will be living with you for eternity. So we just want to thank you. Father, we come before you this moment with our youth. You know each one of them, Lord. They will be the leaders of tomorrow, and they are precious in your sight. Help us, Lord, as you have given unto us these little ones. Loan them to you. Help us that we will dig deeply in your scriptures and in your words of truth, so that we will teach them in season, out of season, so that these little children will be the light of the world to carry out your gospel throughout the world. Father, we present to you this moment, Lord, those who are sick on this line, you know our sickness, our weakness. We ask you to supply our needs as a great physician and as the healer and as the sympathizing Jesus. You are able to do all things. Father, we have seen what is happening in this world. This world is troubled all over, every country having a problem, Lord. We've heard today that we had an earthquake. Yesterday, I didn't feel it, but we had a 0.5 point something earthquake in Jamaica again. And this is the second earthquake, Lord Jesus, for this little season here that I am here. But I thank you, Lord, for your protection. I thank you for your praying brothers and sisters who are praying daily, Lord Jesus, for the hearts of men in Jamaica. Lord, we know that killing is gone, eye sky high. We know that their heart has been desperate, wicked. Lord, we know that the Holy Spirit have been gradually withdrawing from this earth. But Lord, help us that we will be the light of the world, that we can share your word to everyone who we come in contact with. We present, dear Lord, all the tracts that your children have been giving out, all the Bible studies, Lord, that is happening all over, all the prayers, Lord, and the mission that you have given unto us, to our neighbors, to love our neighbors as we love ourselves, Lord, and to help wherever it is, Lord, that we can present that helping hand. Help us, Lord, that we will do it freely. Now this evening, dear Lord, we ask you, Father God, all those who are troubled, all those who are brokenhearted, all those who are financially in a financial problem, all those who are expecting to move out of the city to the country, Lord, and do not see their way. We ask you, Lord, to help them to be strong and to allow them to cast all their care upon you, because you have cared for us, and you told us that we must trust and to believe. Now, dear Lord, we present to you the message, Lord, the messengers, Lord, that we will be bringing this message, the sermon messenger, the speaker tonight, dear Lord, and his family members. We ask you for strength, courage. We ask you, Lord, for wisdom, knowledge, understanding. We are asking you, Lord, for your sweet Holy Spirit with the word, the fresh bread from heaven that will be coming to us, that your people will listen your word and feed upon your truth, dear Lord, so that we can go as a testimony out there to others and to bring your words of truth, your words of comfort, your words of peace to all those out there who we come contact with. Bless us, Lord. We present Florida Bridge, Lord, under the bridge, Lord, in Louisiana, dear Lord, all your children who are there troubled, Lord. We ask you this evening to comfort each one. We lift up Jarvis by name and all his friends, Lord Jesus. ye a list of me whom me dear Lord, you know everything about Ashley, Lord Jesus, and we thank you for keeping them. They are special in our sight. Those are ones who we knew, Lord Jesus, and others, and you have been protecting them out there. So we ask you to cover them under your wings and allow no danger to fall upon them. Bless us this evening, Lord, and help us to be faithful. We thank you for hearing. We thank you for answering. We present our little babies to you, Lord Jesus, and also their mothers, their grandmothers, and everyone, the pastors and leaders of our church. We present them to you, and allow us tomorrow when we fellowship with you, dear Father, that we will understand their need, understand the way in which you want us to worship on the Sabbath, Father, and help us, Lord, that you will pour your Spirit upon us, we pray, in Jesus' loving name, with thanksgiving. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Powell, for the prayer and the testimony. God is truly blessing Jamaica, because what they have there, it is, they really appreciate it. So we just thank God for that. And sisters and brothers, we're going to ask the speaker to press 1 so his hand can raise up. But while he pressed 1, I want to share this. I see your hand. Amen. But I'm going to share this for my brothers and sisters, why we should seek and always be here on the Sabbath, on a Sabbath day, on Friday, because the closer you draw to Christ, the closer and learn more about the Sabbath, you are want to be able to sit at his feet all the time here on the Sabbath, the most important day, brothers and sisters, the Sabbath day, and you can learn so much. But I want to read this to you first, and it's talking about what happened in the first century. It says, the faith of millions, perhaps the boldest thing, the most rebellious change the Catholic Church, it says church, but we know it's the Catholic Church, ever did happen in the first century, the holy day. Now, brothers and sisters, that was a change by the Catholic Church. Brothers and sisters, we ask that you go and read for yourself, because this will happen. Things are happening, and it will come soon. It said the Sabbath was changed Saturday to Sunday, the day of the Lord. And it said, and it was chosen not for any direction noted in the Bible, noted in the scriptures. So there was no direction in the scriptures had man to change Saturday to Sunday. It's a but from the Catholic Church because of its own power. Brothers and sisters, the Catholic Church has power, and we have to read to learn these things. It says the day, I'm going to skip down, and it says, so this would be the new Sabbath. So you see, Sunday is the new Sabbath, but the Bible always, it speaks every chapter, old and new. It tells you that we have to keep God's commandments. Go read the commandments for yourself and know that that Sabbath is from the beginning to the end of that book. And so I'm going to say it again. It says, so this would be, let me get back to it. So this would be the new Sabbath. They're talking about the false Sabbath. It's Sunday. People who think that the scriptures should be sole authority and should become Seventh-day Adventists. Now, I'm not reading this from the Church of Seventh-day Adventists. I'm reading this directly out of the Catholic writing. They should become Seventh-day Adventists and keep Saturday holy. And this happened in Michigan, May 21, 1995. You see how soon that were? So now, as we go to listen to our speaker tonight and these things he's bringing to us, this knowledge, this what God is allowing him to bring to us, sisters and brothers. So pay close attention. If you have any questions, please, please, you can raise your hand. You take yourself off the host queue. At the end, he's going to ask you if you have a question, and you can ask the question. Okay, so now we're going to open his line, and he will begin. Okay, I believe your number is 786-448. This is Brother Ricardo.
Yes, my sister. Good evening. Happy Sabbath. How are you?
Amen. Good evening. I am truly blessed. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Happy Sabbath, everyone. To another week, the Lord has brought us in our way to live to see another Sabbath day. We are not worthy of it, but to God be the praise. That shows that our God is still on the throne. And while we have breath in our lungs, let us give him praise, glory, and honor. So for this evening topic, we're going to look at 2 weeks back. We look at repentance, and Jesus is coming, and we need true repentance, genuine repentance, deep repentance, because we do not know when our name is coming up in glory, and we want to make sure that if our name come up, beloved, there's no sin beside our name. Amen. So the title for this evening, White Sepulchre, Are You Spiritually Dead? White Sepulchre, Are You Spiritually Dead? But before we go into it, let me give you a rundown of what we're going to look at. We're going to look at repentance and cleansing the soul temple from all worldly pleasures. God is calling his people, beloved, to turn back to true godliness, because many people are Christians in name only, but they are spiritually dead. Seventh-day Adventists. But are you spiritually dead? So, beloved, let us pray. Father in heaven, we come before your presence. Nothing good I have. Bring nothing good in me. But only to the cross I cling. I present my brothers and sisters in the hearing of my voice. I pray that you may cleanse us. I pray that you may wash us from all unrighteousness. Cleanse me from self and everything that is not like you, O God. Cleanse each and every one of us from self and sin and the things that is not of you. Lord, we are asking for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. We are asking for the latter rain, O God, like never before, O God. And so we can be fully mature in the stature and the image of Jesus Christ before it's time too late. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Now go with me to Revelation chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. Revelation chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. Revelation chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. And unto the angel of the church in Sardis write, these things said he that has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know thy works, that thou hast a name, that thou livest and art dead. Notice what the Bible says. God, Jesus is saying, you know our works. I know thy works, that thou hast a name, that thou livest and art dead. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die. For I have not found thy works perfect before God. What is this works? Works for repentance. Works of repentance, beloved. So the Bible is saying that we have a name. We are Adventists. We're rich with the spirit of prophecy, but God is saying that we are dead. Are you spiritually dead? If you are spiritually dead today, beloved, before we close, you can make your calling and election sure. You can rededicate your life to Jesus this evening. Amen? So God is calling his people, beloved, who are called by his name, to turn from our wicked ways, repent of our sins. Amen? So we're still looking at sin, repentance, but we're going to go deeper. Are you with me, beloved? True repentance. Amen? Go with me to John chapter 17, verse 3. John chapter 17, verse 3. Because if we are spiritually dead, that means we do not know Christ. We can profess to know, so we know Jesus. But really and truly, if we be honest with ourselves, are we really alive in Christ? Because if we do not have Christ, we are spiritually dead. So John chapter 17, verse 3 says, and this is life eternal, that they may know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. So to know Jesus Christ, beloved, this is what? Life eternal. Are you with me? White sepulchre, are you spiritually dead? Look at also John chapter 6, 47. John chapter 6, 47. Because we want to know Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Because we are told in this spring of inspiration, the time is coming that when you're going to let go of all hands, And beloved, if we do not know Jesus, we're going to let go of his hand. Are you with me? Because we are told, beloved, when we lose sight of Jesus, it takes us 3 days to find him back with toil and sorrow, beloved. When Joseph and Mary lost sight of Jesus when they was going to Jerusalem when he was 12 years old, it took them 3 days with sorrow. But we are told, beloved, if we are not meditating, if we are not studying, we can lose Jesus. Do you know that you can go into church and you don't have Jesus? No wonder. I'm going to read some quotation for you as well. I'm going to show you when you lose sight of Christ, this is where you're going to depression. You're sad. Discouragement come in. You know why? While I'm saying this, beloved, let me give it to you. Desire of Ages. Please read this because this is solemn. This is very, very serious. Desire of Ages, chapter 8, page 83, paragraph 1. So you can find it easily. Desire of Ages, chapter 8, page 83, paragraph 1. We're going to go over this 2 weeks because it's deep. Because when God's going to judge us, I'm going to show you where we're going to look at and judge us. Amen? And some of us, we never look at this. And it's going to shock you, beloved. All right, Desire of Ages again, page 83, paragraph 1. If Joseph and Mary had stayed their minds upon God by meditation and prayer, this for us, they would have realized the sacredness of their trust, and they would not have lost sight of Jesus. This is when he was young, when 12 years old. This talent, beloved, every one of us must read it. Listen now. By one day's neglect, they lost the Savior. Hold it right there. One day neglect by each and every one of us. Neglect to pray. Neglect to meditate. We what? Lost sight of Christ. But you say, man, see, Adventist, I am saved and sanctified. Who tell you that? How many times you spend time with Christ? How many times you fortify your mind with his word? I mean, are you giving your time to read this pen of inspiration? Listen again, beloved. By one day's neglect, they lost the Savior. But it cost them 3 days of anxious search to find him. Are you hearing this? Let this sink in. So you're telling me, Advent Life, I'm walking with Jesus, but if I'm neglecting to pray, neglecting to study, neglecting to repent and confessing my sins and think I'm all right, that moment I lose Jesus. So how many days it take us to find him? But it cost them 3 days of anxious search to find him. So now, so with us. Let us come to us now. So with us by idle talk. Lord have mercy on me as well. So with us by idle talk, evil speaking, or neglect of prayer, we may in one lose the Savior present. In other words, one day. We in one lose the Savior present. Many days of sorrow to search for him. Beloved, are you hearing this? So don't let self-confidence cause you to like Peter to deny your Lord and say you know him. So you hear this, beloved? That's why a lot of us, beloved, we leave the church. That's why a lot of us, we don't want to go to church anymore. That's why we don't have no interest to pay our tithe and offering, and we're not interested in the things of God. That's why when Wednesday night prayer meeting come, you don't see God's people, because there is no hope, because you lost sight of Christ. Even though you are going to church with formality, beloved, with like a tradition, you put on your clothes and start Sabbath, but really and truly, you don't have no peace. Really and truly, you are depressed. Really and truly, you are doubting the word of God. Really and truly, you are wondering if God is still there. Really and truly, you are wondering if God is hearing your prayer. You lost sight of Jesus. And how we can find him? You have to go to prayer and fasting for 3 days. No food, crying, sighing, repenting, confessing your sin. And coming out of that 3 days of prayer and fasting, you will find your Savior. Are you with me? Can I give you hope? Yes, I'm giving you hope, beloved. These are some solemn kind of inspiration I'm giving you, beloved. Beloved, when I read this, I'm saying, Lord have mercy. So with us, by idle talk, evil speaking, neglect of prayer, we may in one lose the Savior presence, and it may take many days of sorrowful search to find him, and regain the peace that we have lost. Are you hearing this, beloved? If you and I do not have Jesus today, if you realize that you are going through a lot of sorrow, you are depressed, you are easily mood swing, you're easy upset on all of these things, you don't have Jesus. But who are you to tell me that? The pen of inspiration tell you. Let me give you more, beloved. Let me give you more. We're dealing with repentance. White sepulchre. Are you spiritually dead? Also, Desire of Ages, chapter 8. Remember, page 83, paragraph 2. In our association with one another, we should take heed lest we forget Jesus and pass along and mindful that he is not with us. Lord have mercy. Are you hearing this, beloved? In our association with one another, we should take heed lest we forget and pass along and mindful that he is not with us. Lord have mercy. When we become absorbed in worldly things so that we have no thought for him in whom we are. Sorry, when we become absorbed in worldly things so that we have no thought for him in whom our hope of eternal life is centered, we separate ourselves from Jesus and from the holy angels. Listen to this, beloved. Continue. Those holy beings, our guardian angel, the angel protect us on a daily basis on the highways and the byways, when we sleep, when we're laying down and we're raising up, when we're going out and we're coming in. Listen, those holy beings cannot remain where the Savior presence is not desired. Some of us, we don't even have no desire for Jesus during the week. We only have desire for him when it comes to Vesper or when Sabbath. Listen, those holy beings cannot remain where the Savior presence is not desired. That's why everything breaking in our life, car breaking down and all of these things, disaster and chaos in our life, because the angels cannot dwell in your presence. The old Jesus presence is lost sight of. Those holy beings cannot remain where the Savior presence is not desired and his absence is not marked. Lord have mercy. The angels not marking the Lord's presence. Why? This is why discouragement, listen, this is why discouragement so often exists among the professed followers of Christ. What? So you're telling me, Advent life, when we are feeling discouraged and feel down and feel drained and feel like, I wonder if God is hearing me, because you lost sight of Christ. I give it to you. Please write this down. Please just don't listen to me. Don't let no man deceive you. This is why Advent, like many of us, this is why discouragement so often exists among the professed followers of Christ. Let us move on. This is another message anyway. But I just to share that with you. It resonates with me, beloved. It troubles me. So you think I'm reading this too? You think I'm just going to read it, beloved? Beloved, I'm going to make sure that I do what it takes to make sure I have Jesus' presence with me all the time. Anytime that you are feeling empty, anytime that you are feeling sorrowful, check your spiritual walk. Go into prayer and fasting. Weep before the porch and the altar. Confess, repent. Repent of the Lord. Forgive me of my neglect. Forgive me of my carelessness. Don't stop until you find that peace. That's why we are also told, beloved, in the pen of inspiration, Desire of Ages, again, page 83, paragraph 4, it would be well for us to spend a thoughtful hour each day. No one understands why the woman of God said this. It would be well for us, Advent life, to to spend a thoughtful hour each day. Remember how many days it takes us to find about Jesus? 3 days or a couple of days? Now, it will be well for us to spend a thoughtful hour each day in contemplation of the life of Christ. So what is the benefit of spending a thoughtful hour on the life of Christ? Imagination graph each scene, especially the closing ones, right? As we thus dwell upon his great sacrifice for us, what is the benefit? Our confidence in him will be more constant. Our love will be quickened, and we will be more deeply imbued with his spirit. Are you hearing this Advent light? So there is hope. This is, say, sometimes you try to ascertain the cause. Why am I feeling so down and low in the spirit? What is going on? What I did to lose the presence of Christ? I need to go into prayer and fasting. I need to go into some deep searching. I need to go into some deep Bible study, deep devotion, deep, beloved, deep until you find Jesus again. And Mary and Joseph were looking for Jesus in Jerusalem. When they hear his voice, that voice with melody, their heart was joyful. Because they were sorrowful, anxiety, they blaming themselves. It is our fault. Yes, it's you and I fault. That's why we are discouraged. It is you and I fault. That's why we feel so low in the spirit. It is our fault that when we feel like God is dealing with us harshly, because we lost the presence of Christ. We don't want to lose the presence of Christ, beloved, in these last days. Are you with me? So, beloved, please. Do not, you better just write down this quotation and keep them where you are. Keep them somewhere you can find them. Easily accessible, beloved, because you're going to need it. You and I are going to need these things. Amen? So let us move on. That was just a health nugget for you. That's a nugget, beloved. But yeah, you get the point. Are you with me, beloved? This is very important. It's serious. It's serious, beloved. Serious. Because of Joseph and Mary carelessness, they occupy with their friend and their companion, jobs, business, house, searching for lands and all these things. These things have their place. But remember, don't let these things cause you to lose Jesus' presence. Because when you lose his presence, discouragement on all of these things creeping. Beloved, when I read this, beloved, it gives me goosebumps. I said, Lord have mercy. No, I get it. Since night I write these things down, beloved, I said, I have to share it with you. I am a watchman on the wall. Are you with me, beloved? So if today you are feeling discouraged, what is your solution? You need to go into some deep prayer and fasting and weep before the porch and the altar. Listen well, my brother, I am too busy. Since the friend of inspiration said, when we say that we are too busy, we are too busy to serve God. Are you with me? Meaning you lost sight of Christ. Another quotation that said, beloved, Jesus Christ is a day journey from a lot of us. Are you hearing this, beloved? Can you imagine Jesus is away from us a day journey? I'm in Tennessee right now. To go to Florida, if I'm say I'm not going to stop or go into a stop in a hotel, that is a day journey, beloved. That's a long driving. So in other words, that's a long toiling on our knees. Are you with me in prayer? Are you with me, beloved? To find back our Lord. Somebody on this prayer line, I don't know why, I'm trying to move on, but the Lord is keeping bringing back these things in my mind. Somebody I'm talking to, Advent light, wake up, sit up. Don't let Satan make you start to falling asleep. Wake up, sit up. Are you discouraged, feeling discouraged? Are you feeling hopeless? You lost sight of Jesus. But my brother, all these years I'm walking with Christ. I'm baptized, giving my tithe. I'm singing hymns. I'm giving Bible study. I'm doing devotion. You can do all of that. But do you have Christ, really? Do you have him? But if you have Jesus, you're going to have the peace that surpasses all understanding. Are you with me, beloved? So thank you, Lord, for your goodness, for your mercy. Let us come back. White sepulcher, are you spiritually dead? Now it is make sense. Are you with me, beloved? White sepulcher, are you spiritually dead? Let us move on. Question, beloved. Let us hear what the Lord have to say to many Christians who are in name only. Who are in name only. Go with me to Matthew chapter 23. Matthew chapter 23, verse 25 and 26. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye may clean the outside of the cup and of the platter, but within they are full of extortion and excess. Though blind Pharisees, cleanse first that which is within, the cup and platter, that the outside of them may be clean also. So the Pharisees and the Sadducees' problem in Jesus' days, they were focusing on the outside appearance. That's how God said, God do not look at the outward appearance, but God look at the heart. So Jesus was reading these men's heart and realized this, their heart is desperately wicked, is evil. They put a lot of burden on the others, and they said, do not take up this burden on themselves. So Jesus, so the Lord is calling us to true repentance. Not to confess with our mouth, but to look deep down in our soul. Let us be like David. Lord, search me and see if there is any wicked way in me and lead me into the path of everlasting. Are you with me? Because a lot of time we repent and we confess and say, okay, you know, I confess my sins. But how deep is that confession? Are you specific? Are you transparent with God? Are you being transparent with God, beloved? We can't come to God and give God shortchange, beloved, to shortchange God. No, we have to come true to God because he wants to seal us. He wants to take us home out of this misery. That's why Jesus said, peace I give you, not as this world give it, but my peace I leave with you. If you don't have the peace, you lose your lost sight of Christ. You need to find him back. And it makes you think it's going to take you 3 days or more. Depends on your condition. Depends on how open you are. Depends on how hungry you are for that righteousness. Because he will fill you. When he fills you, you have that peace. You are filled with his righteousness. Let us move on. One more step. Matthew chapter 23 again. Look at verse 27 and 28. Matthew chapter 23, verse 27 and 28. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye are like unto white sepulchres, appear beautiful outward, but are within full of dead man's bones, and of all uncleanness. Lord have mercy. Our heart, our mind, I want to be cleansed too. How about you, beloved? Do you see a need for a savior? Even so, ye are also outwardly appear righteous unto men. Beloved, we don't want to go to church tomorrow and we look nice, dress nice, smell good, and talking good, saying the right thing, eating the right thing. Are you with me? Eating tofu and broccoli at the same time, beloved. We are spiritually dead. Even so, ye also outwardly appear righteous unto men, but within ye are full of hypocrisy and iniquity. Let us not pretend, beloved, before man, because we are open and naked before the eyes of God. Are you with me? Let us come clean and be real and true. No more playing at church. Amen? It's time to repentance. Godly sorrow leads to true repentance, deep repentance, genuine repentance. Let us move on, beloved. Give your Bible for your feet. Bible is our foundation. This is our light. Go with me to Luke chapter 11. Luke chapter 11. Verse 44. Luke chapter 11, verse 44. I repeat these verses a lot because I want you to go to your Bible. Amen? Because if you start to listen to me, Satan is going to put you to sleep. So go into your word. Amen. Luke chapter 11, verse 44, read, "Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye are as graves which appear not, and men that walk over them are not aware of them." So in other words, Jesus is saying that many of us, we come before each other, and we appear righteous, and we talk righteous, we say the right thing at the right time. But you know some graves, when you run over graves and people walk on graves, but you're not aware of who in this. You're not aware of the lifestyle they live. You're not aware of their conduct. You're not aware of their action. You're not aware of how they treat others and do all manner of evil in behind closed doors. This is what Jesus is saying to us. Are you with me, beloved? So we need to come clean and repent. Christ said many appear righteous unto men, but within they are full of hypocrisy and iniquity. So, beloved, we need some spiritual detoxification. Spiritual detoxification, because if he say that inward are graves and dead man tomb. So you know that thing. Are you with me? So let us go a little deeper into the repentance, true repentance. Are you with me? Because we are looking at white sepulchre. Are you spiritually dead? I'm going to do a little reading. This is my little side note. "I tell you truly, the angel of water shall cast out of your body all uncleanness which defile it without and within. And all unclean and evil smelling thing shall flow out of you, even as the uncleanness of garments washed in water to flow away and are lost in the stream of rivers." Are you with me, beloved? This may went over your head, but let me give you Bible. Are you with me? What I just read, can I prove it and back it up with the Bible? Amen? Let us go in the Bible now. Go with me to Psalms 119, verse 9. Psalms 119, verse 9. I read this to you again, so you can have an idea. While you're finally looking for your scripture, just don't listen to me, amen? Everything must put to the law and to the testimony. Whatever I speak, beloved, if it's not coming from the pen of inspiration of the Bible, I am a liar, amen? And also a false prophet, amen? But I'm not claiming as a prophet. Are you with me, beloved? But listen now. I read it again. "I tell you truly, the angel of water." So we use water to wash, to clean, to cook. Are you with me, beloved? To nourish our body. "I tell you truly, the angel of water shall cast out of your body all cleanliness which defile it without and within. And all unclean and evil smelling," because remember, dead man tomb, dead bodies stink, right? Graves, you know that's graveyard stink. If you dig up these graves, it's gonna cause a foul smell. So in other words, "all unclean and evil smelling things shall flow out of you. And even as the uncleanness of garments wash away in water to flow away and are lost in the stream of rivers." So let's look into the Bible now. The Bible says, "Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking what? Heed according to the what? The word of God." So Advent life. In other words, how can I be cleansed from my wicked ways? How can I be cleansed from my evil, wicked thoughts? How can I be cleansed? The Bible said what? Taking heed to what? The word of God. Beloved, this is too good to be true. Go with me. Let us read a little bit more in the word of God. We're coming back to Psalms 119, verse 9. Let us go to John chapter 15, verse 3. Because the Bible says, "Wherewithal shall a young man?" The Bible is asking us the question. God's word is powerful. God is asking us a question, and he's going to give us the answer. Are you with me, beloved? So he's not going to leave you confused and perplexed. Are you with me? So the Bible is saying that Advent light, "Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way?" Cleanse something that you mean you're going to use water. Are you with me? We're going to look at water, because also the word of God is going to cleanse us like water, and also the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is a symbol of also water. Are you with me? Or you could say rain. Are you with me? So now the Bible is asking us a question. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? Wherewithal shall Advent light cleanse their way? By taking heed according to the word of God. So let us see what Jesus has to say. John chapter 15, verse 3. Let me go there right quickly. John chapter 15, verse 3. Jesus said, let me just quote it from my mind. Jesus said, "You are already clean through the words which I have spoken unto you. Holy, remember, we are dealing with water. Water cleanses things and wash away dirt and germs and grease. Are you with me? So we want to wash away our sins. But only thing can wash away our sins, nothing but the blood of Jesus and his words. Are you with me, beloved? And the Holy Spirit. So now, the Bible says, wherewith a young man shall what? Cleanse his what? Ways. Are you with me? By taking heed. So if I take heed, oh, wretched man and woman we are, you're telling me there's a balm in Gilead and there's a physician there. What it can do for me? The Bible say now, let us see what this physician have to say to us. Are you with me? Because we want the script, we want prescription, beloved. Are you with me? And the prescription is his word. Are you with me, beloved? No medication. Are you with me? But spiritual medication. So bring healing to our soul. The Bible says again, wherewith all shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed according to the word of God. So now, holy Advent life. So Advent life, you're telling me now, oh, wretched man I am. Oh, sinful I am. Oh, sinful my mind can go astray. So you're telling me, if I take heed to God's word, you're telling me the word of God can cleanse me? How sure are you? No, Jesus said now, you want to hear from Jesus? You want to hear from your Lord and Savior? The one who was crucified on Calvary Cross? The one whose blood was shed on Calvary Cross for you? You're telling me the one who in heaven right now, interceding in your behalf? You want to hear what he said? Let us see what Jesus has said. Jesus said in John chapter 15, verse 3, you are clean to the words which I have spoken to you. Hold it, hold it, hold it. Because this comes with a condition. Now, if we are taking heed to Jesus' word now, he said, you are already clean. What? Mercy. What a mighty God we serve. So there is hope. Are you with me, beloved? So while we are repenting, don't doubt if God hear you. In other words, 1 John 1:9. The Bible says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful. In other words, faithful is willing. He is just. He is available. He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins. Not only forgive, hold it. So you're telling me Jesus is faithful, right? To hear me. Jesus is faithful to take up my case. Jesus is faithful to hear my humble prayer. Jesus is faithful to forgive me. What else? And to cleanse me. He's able to forgive. He's faithful to forgive. He's faithful to cleanse and to wash away your sins. He is faithful and just to forgive us of all unrighteousness and to cleanse us from our sins. What a mighty God we serve. Are you hearing this, beloved? So before we leave this prayer line, while you are repenting and confessing and saying, Lord, I hear you. I hear you speaking to that little man, Lord. I hear you, Lord. I know that I am a wretched man, wretched woman. All these years, sometimes I don't believe. I don't feel like you can forgive me. I don't feel like you can cleanse me. But Lord, you said, If I can take heed to your word. Lord, you said, I am clean through your words. So, Lord Jesus, I'm hearing you speaking to me. So, Lord, I believe in your word. The Bible says, faith come by hearing and hearing of the word of God. Are you with me, beloved? How wretched are women, the harlot who see Jesus at the well. Jesus said, go, you have 5 husbands, and the one you are with now that makes 6. And the one that is speaking to you right now, telling you about your lifestyle, your evil conduct, your lifestyle that people don't want nothing to do with you. When the community see you, they turn their head. No, you meet your 7 husbands. Completion. No, you are clean. So Jesus speak unto her, said, go on, call. And Jesus, the woman, run and leave her bucket. She said, give me this water, so I not be thirst again. Give me this word, so I can be whole. When she meet her 7 husbands, Jesus made her whole. Are you with me, Advent life? So this evening, whatever you are going through, if you take heed to Jesus' word, he can make you whole. No care how wretched you are. No care how far you've gone in trespassing. No care how no you know that what Jesus requires of you, and you do what is wrong. If you come back to him and say, Lord, I am sorry for my sin, he can make you whole. He can clean you up. He can give you a new name. He can brush your teeth. He can clean your house. He can give you a new garment. He can change your name, beloved. Today, if you hear his voice, he can make you clean. Whatever you are going through, if you feel like you are nothing, if you feel like you are outcast, if you feel like no one loves you, Jesus can make you clean. He can make you whole. He can wash you. He can purify your soul. He can give you peace. He can give you a new start. Today, this evening on Vesper Day, today on this
Sabbath day of the Lord of God Almighty, Jehovah God, who created the heavens and earth. Today, if you hear his voice, if you're 55, 65, and you don't feel like you're going to make it, today, if you just hear his words, Jesus said, I am faithful. I am faithful to keep you. I am faithful to keep you from falling. I am faithful to hear your prayers. I am faithful to hear your crying. I am faithful to hear your longing for righteousness. I am faithful to hear you because you want to be like me in character and in deeds. But you are failing every day miserable. If you are faithful, if you are willing to advent like he said, you will eat of the good of the land. If you are faithful, you shall eat of the good of his word. If you are faithful, I will baptize you with the fire of the Holy Ghost. I will burn those stubborn sins. I will burn those hereditary sins. I will burn those these things that you get from your forefather and your mother. Today, if you are willing, are you willing? Are you willing? Are you willing, Advent light? You are made whole. Today, when you leave this prayer line, don't go back and search and say, wonder if God hear me. No, today he hear you. He said, come unto me, all you all labor and heavy laden Advent light. What is burdening you down? Is it sin? Is it the mistake that you are going through? Is the abuse that they abuse you in their past? No, come unto this. Come unto Jesus. Bring it to the altar. Leave it there. And say, Lord, I forgive my uncle. I forgive my stepdad. I forgive my father. I forgive them when they turn their back. I forgive my father, Lord, when he turned his back on my mom. My mom was struggling. She can't even provide for us. And Lord, I dropped out of school. I get pregnant early. Lord, I start to fall a bad company. The guy, the young man start to smoke. Lord, I don't have no one to guide me. But today, Advent light, in spite of your past you are going through, in spite of what society said about you, in spite of what the government said, you are no good and all these things. Now today, come and see a man. Who is this man? If you hear his voice, come and sit at his feet, Advent light. If you hear Jesus, come whatever you are going through. Even after crying and say, Lord, I hear you. Lord, I never experienced such a love. I never experienced such one who speaks to me such lovingly. Come unto Jesus because he can make you whole. He can fix you up and turn you around. He can bring you up there and others will see that you are a new man and you are a new woman. Come and see Jesus. Come and see him. Whatever you are going through. Whatever you are going through. Don't worry, I said. The Holy Spirit take over, beloved. The Holy Spirit take over. We're going to continue this next week by God's grace. But I'm here to give you hope. Amen, beloved. You need hope. You need courage. You need strength to continue on this journey. And sometime, beloved, I give you the quotation. I pray that you write it down. I give it to you again. Desire of Ages, beloved. Desire of Ages. Chapter 83, page 80, no, sorry, I'm sorry. Desire of Ages, chapter 8, page 83, paragraph 1 to paragraph 4. Read it. Study it till you know it. And use it and encourage others. Amen? We have a few minutes, then we wrap up. Beloved, I want to give you hope to you. Myself is strengthened in the Lord. Amen. I love you and I want to see the best of you, beloved. The best that Jesus has in store for you. Let us move on, beloved. We're dealing with cleansing. Jesus said, many of us appear to men righteous, but inwardly are graves, the dead man bones, stink. But you get hope. Give you hope. Go with me to Isaiah chapter 1, verse 16. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 16. And I'm going to wrap it up shortly. See if anyone have any questions or whatever, or comments. We have a lot, beloved. I have a lot to go through. All right, let us go to Isaiah chapter 1, verse 16. The Bible says, wash you. Don't move too fast, lest you miss the blessing. You see a comma right there? Isaiah chapter 1, verse 16. Please go to your scriptures. Amen? Amen, beloved? The scripture is your safeguard. The scripture is going to keep you. When you're not hearing my voice, beloved, and when you're by yourself,
what you're going to use to encourage you, what's going to uplift your spirit, what's going to give you the strength, the light to guide your path, the word of God. That's when you come here, you always hear scripture. Are you with me? Because this is the weapon. When Satan come up at you like a flood, the spirit of the Lord shall raise up a standard. The standard is the word of God. Come with me, beloved. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 16. The Bible says, wash you, hold it. You're going to wash? We ain't washing physically. We ain't washing our clothes. We need to wash our soul. We need to wash our mind. Are you with me? Bible says, wash you. Wash what? Make you clean. What we going to wash to make clean? Put away the evil of your doings from before man's eyes. Cease to do evil. Hold it. So you're telling me, Advent, like when we are repenting, when we are confessing our sins, what we are really doing? When we are asking Jesus to wash us, when we are pleading the blood of Jesus Christ over our mind and say, Lord, what can wash my sins away? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What you are doing at this moment? You are washing. Jesus is washing away your sins. The word of God is cleansing you. The Holy Spirit is helping you as well, washing away your sins. Are you with me? You have help. You have the word. You have Christ. You have the Holy Spirit. You have God the Father. You have the Holy Angel. Who's going to guide your path? So, beloved, I pray that you were encouraged. I pray that your heart filled with hope. Hope. When you look into the world, beloved, when you take your eyes off Jesus and look at the news, discouragement, your heart faint. But when you keep your eyes on Christ, don't be like Peter. When you step out in faith, beloved, don't look away from Christ. The moment you take your eyes off Christ, peer pressure, stress, worry, anxiety, keep your eyes on him. Don't try to look what is going on around you. Your eyes is focused. Look and live. Look and live. You know Christ is life eternal. Look and live. You know what? We're just not going to exhaust you too much. We'll stop right there. And next week, by God's grace, we will come and go more deeper. We're going to get deeper and deeper. Amen, beloved? But I'm here to just encourage your heart. So let us pray and hope in the line to the woman of God. And Jesus care about each and every one of us. It is high time to wake up out of sleep, because he's at the door. And now is the time for true repentance. No more time to malice. No more time. Beloved, you need to work on yourself. Your attitude or whatever rub somebody wrong. You need to acknowledge your sins. Acknowledge your shortcomings. And go to Christ and say, Lord, I am sick and tired. I want you to heal me. I want you to snatch it out. Snatch out these desires, these evil things that I do, oh God. Hold of me, uproot it. Burn it out with the Holy Spirit. Lord God Almighty, I pray that you may pluck it out of my soul. Pluck it out of my being, oh God, out of my character. So I can look like you, smell like you, walk with like you. Amen. Let us pray. Father in heaven, we give you thanks, we give you praise, we give you honor. As I present my brothers and sisters before your presence, Lord, we are all weak, Lord. Lord, we all desire to be like you. And Lord God Almighty, one moment, oh God, we desire to be like you. One moment, oh God, we acting like the devil. Lord, have mercy. Our heart is desperately wicked. Our motive is desperately wicked. We are always going astray, oh God, and doing the things that we want to do. But Lord, take away rebellion and stubbornness out of our hearts so we can follow you. Oh God, I pray. Bless my brothers and sisters. In your mighty Son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray, Father in heaven. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. My brother, I needed that myself. I really needed that. And I always knew when he said, as you speak these things over and over, repetition deepens the impression. We need this. As the Bible says, he said, that's why he told us to remember the Sabbath day. Just like you preaching this message to us about our ugly sin, we need to hear that. If you don't preach it, guess what? We're going to set it aside and it don't come to mind. So thank you, brother. Thank you. And I just